realized, I was like, wow, like, misophonia, I'm free from that.
Yeah.
Like, the world would try and label me as that and be like, this is the way you're going to be for the rest of your life. And I'm like, hateful? I'm going to be hateful for the rest? That doesn't sound like the spirit to me.
No.
Welcome to the Newly Podcast with Mish and Sav,
where we discuss topics from the old way of the flesh versus the new way of the spirit. All right, y'all, this week we're going to be talking about irritability.
And you guys are about to be shook at how we expose ourselves in ways no one knows. No one knows.
No one knows. No
legit. One knows.
Okay, so we were in the car on our way back from Michigan, and I just mentioned to Savannah, I was like, Savannah, I need help. I need some tips. I have been, there's just like these little things now where I'm like, okay, God, like, I have freedom. And so now this little thing
He comes for it all.
Yes, he's coming for it all. And I know he's coming for this thing, but I'm going to need some help.
That's exactly what Holy Spirit did to me.
And so I was telling her, I was like, the way people choose.
It sounds funny, but this is real. Okay? Say it.
The way people chew makes me want to be in a rage.
Yeah, basically, my mom, I'm sure she's going to listen to this. Mom, you were right. Okay. She sent me an article on this, like, 5 years ago, I feel like. And it was called The Hatred of Sound. And it's basically called misophonia, right?
So misophonia means a strong reaction to specific sounds. And so when I'm telling Savannah this, she's literally shook. She's like, no freaking way that you've been dealing with this, because I've had this all my life.
Yep.
And I said, no way.
And I told her what it was. And yeah, I guess we'll start with me, since I knew about it before you, and then you can go.
Yeah.
My whole life, sounds have bothered me, or mannerisms, even. Okay, it's funny. It's funny, but it's so real, okay? And, like, this is the kind of stuff that Jesus frees you from that actually changes your life, though. Because, like, it's not just like, oh, yeah, Jesus frees you from, like, some of the bigger sins that you're free
from.
You're only doing those every now and then on a bad day.
Okay. Right.
This is something that happens to you all the time.
All the time, y'all.
Like, everywhere you go. And it happens with the people you love the most.
Yes.
And so my mom has noticed this about me, that, like, I would just get so irritated when people would, like, chew gum, or, like, the way they chew their food. Yeah, those are big ones. Just, like, and it was, like, the most awful thing, because these are the people that I love the most.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're doing this thing, it's all I can hear. Like, I can't, I try to drown it out and I can't. It's like the sound is amplified, and it's to the point where I want to leave the room.
Yeah.
And it's a feeling of rage and anger.
Yes. And it's so embarrassing
to even. So, yeah, I never told anyone this my whole life.
No, I never mentioned it, because I was just like, first of all, I should not be angry at
this. Right, exactly.
And, like, this isn't just, like, little
anger,
y'all.
Even breathing loud. Breathing loud. That was one for me, too. Like, a human being is breathing, Savannah, and it's making you this mad? That's when you know. You're like, you know that there's something wrong with you, and everyone else is just fine. They don't even notice. In, like, the movie theater or something.
I just thought I was just so angry.
Right.
Because this isn't, like, you know, anger.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, you're gonna tick, tick, boom.
It's and, like, rage.
And, like, it builds up, y'all.
Yeah. And it so, basically, it's irritability. It's almost hatred.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say hatred, for sure.
Which is the definition, hatred of certain sounds.
Yeah. My poor grandpa. He got the brunt end of it, for sure. And there was nothing he could do about it. Like, just nothing he could do about it. I mean, it's just natural, you know?
Natural,
it's like,
human
it's
things.
Literally hating someone for doing something that's natural.
Yes.
And you can't control it. You can't control the rage that you feel.
Right.
And, like, I remember discussing with you, with anyone for the first time with you, whatever. And just like talking about it is so evil.
Oh yeah.
Like
we were talking, we were like, this is from the pits of hell.
Yeah.
Like hatred. Like there's nothing more of Satan like than hate.
For something that there's nothing
breathing. They, like what do you want them to do?
Anyway, so I'm talking to Savannah, like, okay, I need, you know, like I'm trying.
Yeah.
And I still felt myself like going back and like trying to try, like, no, Nisha.
Mm-hmm. And that was me too. And I was like, Holy Spirit, like, why? Like, I same as you. Mm-hmm. I'm in freedom and I still feel like this is just bothering me and like I hate it. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to bother me anymore. And then I ended up stumbling upon this whole misophonia thing because I was literally to the point where I wanted to go to counseling for it.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, I will go. I don't know if they have some sort of therapy, but like, why is this bothering me? And then I found it. There's nothing you can do about it, you know. And it just is what it is. Like, no one knows about it. Or they think a lot of people have it and don't know that they have it. I don't want to get into the whole psychology thing. Like, when you have a label, I could easily just take this. Oh, misophonia, this is what I have. This is why it bothers me. Other people need to recognize that I have this thing, and they need to... They need to stop being annoying so that I can be okay.
Right.
But no. Mm-hmm. Instead, now when we hear something like this, like, oh, wow, this is like a thing other people have. Now I know what it is. I know that it's a lie from hell, and I throw it off.
Yeah.
Like, that's the difference.
Yeah. In my grapples last year, so actually this past, last May, mm-hmm. I was beginning to take care of my grapple at home. And stuff like that, and he was bedridden, and I had to change him and, mm-hmm. you know, do the dirty work. Since I was the only one living at home with him, I mean, me and my brother, my sister, but they were always gone, and I knew that I would have to, you know, get my hands dirty, and I was so angry, because I was like, why am I so irritated all the time at, like, doing this?
Right, the man that you love the most.
The man that I love the most. The person I love the most.
Right.
Shoot, in my entire life. And, like, taking care of him makes me upset.
Yep.
And I couldn't control it, y'all.
And that, again, reveals that your heart is pure.
And I felt bad because I was grossed out.
Right. I was... And you're like, what is wrong with me?
Yes. And, like, and people would... I'm sure, like, people would notice that, like...
Mm-hmm.
Misha, what are you doing? Like, why are you...
Like,
you're gonna make him feel bad.
Yeah.
For
right.
something he can't help or whatever. And I felt terrible because I didn't want to feel this way, but I did. Like, I was so grossed out, y'all. So anyway, I would want to, like, now that I get to do something like that now and, like, absolutely love the person through it. And I was talking with my friends, and one of them's getting a major surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, after the surgery, like, are you gonna need help to, like, mm-hmm. take being taken care of, because he's having a really major surgery? And he was like, no, I think I'm good. I was like, are you sure? Because if you can't do it, I'll do it. Like,
mm-hmm. and it's a natural inclination.
Yeah,
for you,
like,
you know?
Like, yeah. It's something like I get to serve somebody, and like,
yeah,
I will be honored to pick up.
Yeah, that's
what you
beautiful.
Can't do. Hindsight's 20/20, whatever.
That was like me. I always wanted to be a servant. Like, mm-hmm. my stepmom is very serving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she loves to serve. It's just natural for her. And I was always like, why am I not like that?
I wish I did too.
Yeah.
Like, and where, like, why how people would just get up and...
Oh, let
I'll
me
take
do
it.
That. Exactly.
I would stay seated.
I don't even think it to do that. Exactly. Yeah. And
I didn't think I had the gift.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought it was a gifting. Only a gifting. Which, like, yes, it is a spiritual gift, but...
But I didn't know that I had it.
Yeah, right. We are all serving because we've all been given Jesus's... Like, his spirit lives within us. And he is serving towards others. And so now I get to just, like, thank God that I am that way. Now that's coming out in you.
Mm-hmm.
In that way. And that's so beautiful. Like, the whole point is just, like, irritability is of the flesh.
It is.
And, like... These little things, like, Jesus comes for those too.
Yeah.
And he has freed you from those too.
He does come for all the little things.
Like, it's part of, it's a package deal. It's part of the gift.
Yes.
And so I realized, I was like, wow, like, misophonia, I'm free from that.
Yeah.
Like, the world would try and label me as that and be like, this is the way you're going to be for the rest of your life. And I'm like, hateful. I'm going to be hateful for the rest. That doesn't sound like the spirit to me.
No.
No thanks. And so I'm just like, wow, God, I thank you that I am not irritable. And I originally got convicted of this reading 1 Corinthians 13. That's love is love, patient, right?
Love is not.
And love is not irritable. Mm-hmm. It said that. And I was like, that's like everything else. Love is patient. Yeah, that's kind. I can be patient. Mm-hmm. Love is not irritable. And I was like, I'm still irritable,
yeah.
You know? And so now I'm just, thank God, like, wow, like, God, I thank you that I am not irritable. And if something, like, is starting to be, like, annoying or whatever, sometimes I'll just go in the bathroom. God, thank you that I am not irritable. Like, yes. That I do not, sounds don't bother, like, and just thanking him for truth out of the abundance of truth. And, like, this is what it is to renew your mind.
Yeah.
And I don't believe it will always be that hard. You know, like, everything else, when you first start walking in the spirit, like, there is some mind renewal, usually. Yeah. But then it just becomes your natural inclination. Like, wow, I'm not getting irritated anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I hope someone comes in and chews their gum real loud so that it can't bother me. Because I am in the spirit.
But also, I think, I mean, it all just ties to how you see people.
Yeah.
Like, there was still something off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also because I didn't receive what God said about me. So how was I able to see him rightly? To even offer him the same, what's the word?
It's like forgiveness, like last
week. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you can't offer what you haven't received.
Exactly. And so that's a full package deal. Again, not in specific areas. No, it's everything that this person does. Whether that is sin against you or
do something wrong. Annoying. Yeah.
You know, like, that is still, like, you are still able to see them rightly from that place. And so, they chew loud, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're still daughter. They're still son.
Yeah.
They're still made holy.
Yeah. And that was so big, because I was always like, Jesus would not care.
No. Why? Because he saw us rightly.
Yeah. Like, so, why, like, am I bothered?
Nothing that we, Jesus wouldn't be bothered. Nothing that we've done, nothing that we can do, can ever take away how he sees us.
It's all part of the heart coming into agreement with truth.
So this gospel is the answer to everything. Want to get rid of irritability? The gospel.
Yeah.
Want to get rid of,
kick it off, because it's not you anyway.
Want to get rid of unforgiveness? The gospel. Like, it is the same answer.
See, I hope you guys enjoyed us exposing ourselves of, yes, like,
you know,
it's like
a little,
this is real
special.
Isn't this real talk though? Like,
this is real talk, man. Like,
this is the kind of thing, like, that no one wants to talk about, the fact that you're annoyed.
It's getting to the nitty gritty of what annoys you.
Yeah.
And, like, the things that, like, isn't really discussed, like, it's still wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, road rage, wrong.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if what the person's doing is actually annoying. It doesn't matter.
No.
Because Jesus would not be annoyed.
No.
And people are not annoying to him.
No. I.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? We could not be annoying to him. And so when we know that, we offer what we have received. And now we get to see people the same way. And so, yeah, it's freedom, y'all. He's coming for misophonia and everything. Yeah, like, you don't have to receive that. So, yeah, if you can relate, everyone can relate to being irritable, whether or not you have, like, a specific weird thing like this.
Yeah.
Or had, you know. Irritability is a real lie, and we don't have to receive it. I thought that I was just going to have to live the rest of my life, like, being annoyed with people. But no, because Jesus was not annoyed, and so now I get to actually live free.
Yeah.
And if that feeling tries to come back, I just renew my mind with truth, just like anything else. Like, everything's always on the outside trying to get in, whether it's unforgiveness, anger, temptation, irritability, whatever it is. It's just trying to find a home in your heart. And when you have truth there, there's no vacancy in your heart. And you're just like, no thanks. But I'm going to receive truth instead.
Yeah.
And then you can live free. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review.
Make sure you leave us a 5-star review.
Yes, please.
On Spotify and Apple. You can email us at newlymishandsav@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram @mishandsav. Peace and blessings, y'all. Thank you.